Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Sing hymn 16. Sing hymn 16. For tonight's family altar, let us turn to Psalms 72. Psalms 72. Let us read Psalms 72. In Jesus' name I read verse 1. Give the king thy justice, O God, and thy righteousness to the royal son. 2. May he judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with justice. 3. Let the mountains bear peace for the people, and the hills in righteousness. 4. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, and give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. 5. May they fear thee while the sun endures, as long as the moon throughout all generations. 6. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. 7. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. 8. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. 9. May his foe or those in the wilderness bow down before him, and his enemies lick the dust. 10. May the kings of Tarshish and the Isles render him tribute, and may the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. 11. May all the kings fall down before him, and all nations serve him. 12. For he delivers the needy when he calls, the poor and him who has no helper, the thin. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saved the lives of the needy, 14. From oppressors and violence, he redeemed their life. The precious is their blood in his sight. 15. Long may he live, may gold of Sheba be given to him, may prayer be made for him continually, and blessings invoked for him all the day. May there be abundance in grain in the land, and the tops of the mountains may it wave. May its fruit be like Lebanon, and may men blossom forth from the cities like the grass of the field. 17. May his name endure forever, his fame continually as long as the sun. May men bless themselves by him, all nations call him blessed. 18. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, and alone does wondrous things. 19. Blessed be his glorious name forever, and may his glory fill the earth. Amen. Amen. 20. The prayer of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Psalm 72, according to the superscription or the title given, it is a Psalm of Solomon. But Psalm 72, there are differences of opinions. Some say that it is a psalm for Solomon. And they say they use verse 20, the prayer of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. So they say that this Psalm 72, it is the prayer of David for his son Solomon, who will reign in his state. As like in verse 1, give the king thy justice, O God, and thy righteousness to the royal son or to the king's son. So many say that it is a prayer of David for his son Solomon, who will now sit the throne and reign in his stead. But of course, Psalm as here says, it is a psalm of Solomon. So there are two opinions on this. But no matter how, we know that this Psalm 72, it is a prayer for the king, a psalm in relation to the king. In Psalm 72, we can divide it into six areas, six parts. First part, verse 1 to 4, verses 1 to 4, it is the prayer for justice and peace. Second part, 5 to 7, it is a prayer for length of days. Thirdly, verse 8 to 11. 8 to 11, it is prayer for dominion. The fourth part, 12 to 14, prayer for compassion or compassionate reign. The fifth part, 15 to 17, prayer for an enduring name. And the last part, 6, 18 to 20, it is a benediction or doxology of the book. Alright, then this Psalm 72, it can be divided into six parts. In the first part, verse 1 to 4, it tells us the prayer for justice and peace. Verse 1, give the king thy justice, O God, and thy righteousness to the royal son or king's son. So this prayer, pray that the Lord will allow the king to walk in the justice and righteousness of the Lord. This is important, that the king will rule in justice and righteousness. 2, that he may judge God's people with righteousness and help the poor with justice. and that there will be peace for God's people and righteousness. 4. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people and give deliverance to the needy and crush the oppressor. So this first part tells us that the king must rule in justice and righteousness, God's justice and righteousness. And there will be peace amongst God's people. Second part, it tells us also in relation to the first, it tells us prayer for length of days. In verse 5, may they fear thee while the sun endures, as long as the moon throughout all generations. It tells us throughout all generations. Verse 7, in his day may righteousness flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. Of course, this is in poetical form. So it tells us it is a prayer for length of days in relation to the rule of the king. If we say that it is Solomon, so it tells us about the reign of Solomon, that throughout his reign, there will be length of days. And in his rule, while he has this life, this time, this position, he must continue to rule in justice and righteousness. As in 7 says, that in his day, righteousness flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. Means it is his good reign. And verse 6 tells us, may he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. So his coming, his rule in justice and righteousness will give refreshing to God's people. And indeed, this is needful. Let us just cross-reference Hosea chapter 6. Hosea chapter 6 verse 3. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is sure as the dawn, and he will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth. So his coming is truly desired, that he will give refreshing to God's people, that there will be righteousness and peace throughout the length of his rule. And if we cross-reference with 1 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 4, 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 1, King Solomon was king over all Israel. Verse 21. Solomon ruled over all kingdoms from the Euphrates to the land of the Philistine to the border of Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. It tells us about the rule of Solomon. After we will read this in Psalm 72. Let's continue. Verse 24 and 25. 1 Kings 4. Verse 24 and 25. For he had dominion over all the region west to the Euphrates, from Tipsa to Gaza, over all the kings of west of Euphrates. And he had peace on all sides round about him. 25. And Judah and Israel dwelt in safety from Dan to Beersheba, every man under his vine and his fig tree, all the days of Solomon. So one part it tells us about the extent of his rule from the north west down to south, and also it tells us about the safety, the peace that God's people, the Israelites, they were in during the reign of Solomon. So truly, during the reign of Solomon, God's people, the Israelites, they dwell in safety, they dwell in peace, and there was righteousness. Let's turn back, Psalm 72, the third part. Third part from verse 8 to 11. Verse 8 to 11. It tells us about prayer for dominion. Verse 8. May he have dominion from sea to sea, from the river, here points to river Euphrates, to the ends of the earth. It tells about the boundary, the extent of the kingdom. Verse 9. May those who dwell in the wilderness or the nomads bow down before him, and his enemies lick the dust. That's to say, they completely now are subdued to David, to Solomon. Verse 10. May the kings of Tarshish or of the Isles Island and render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. So it tells us whether be it his enemies or those vassals or even those who are his friends from other nations, they all come to give homage, honor before King Solomon. Verse 11, may all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. This was the dominion of King Solomon. Let's refer to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 9, 13 and 14. 13 and 14, verse 13. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. 14. Besides that which the trader, the merchants, brought, and all the kings of Arabia and the governors of the land brought gold and silver to Solomon. Verse 21 and 22. Verse 21 and 22. For the king's ship went to Tarshish with the servants of Huram. Once every 3 years, the ships of Tarshish used to come bringing gold, silver, ivory, apes, and peacocks. 22. Thus, King Solomon excelled all the kings of the earth in riches and in wisdom. Verse 24. Every one of them brought his present article of silver and gold, garments, myrrh, spices, horses, mules, so much year by year. Alright, so it tells us about the dominion of Solomon, where at the time his enemies, they will be subjected to him, whether the vassals, they will give tribute, and those friends, they have friendly relationship with other nations, they bring gifts to Solomon. Alright, it tells us about his greatness, his wealth. Let's turn back, Psalm 72. Psalm 72, fourth part, verse 12 to 14. It tells us prayer for compassion or compassionate rain, that the king will show forth mercy and kindness to his people. Verse 12, for he delivers the needy when he calls, and the poor him who has no helper. 13, he has pity on the weak and the needy, and save the life of the needy. So the king must have this mercy, kindness, and compassion towards those who are in need, those who needed his help. 14. For oppressors and violence, he redeemed their life. So thus, in his kingdom, in his rule, he will not allow or permit oppression and violence. Alright, so this tells us about his mercy and kindness. Part 5, verse 15 to 17. It tells us a prayer for enduring name. This is from verse 17. May his name endure forever. His fame continues as long as the sun. May men bless themselves by him, and all nations call him blessed. It tells us about a name, enduring name, where he rule God's people, God's kingdom. Verse 15, long may he live, May gold of Sheba be given to him. May prayer be made for him continually and blessings in work for him all the day. It tells us about his subjects, the vassals or the friends, those who continually come to him to give him honor, to give him tribute, to give him gifts. So long may he live and all these people to come to respect him. So it is enduring. 16. May there be abundance of grain in the land on the tops of the mountains. May it wave. May its fruit be like Lebanon. And may here tells about firstly about the land. The earth is fruitful, abundant produce. So not only concerning men, but during the reign of the king, because the king walked in justice and righteousness, walked in the commandment of the Lord, so the Lord will bless the promised land, will bless the kingdom with earthly produce, abundant produce. And verse 16, lower portion, and may men blossom forth from cities like the grass of the field. It tells about the population, it will multiply. A lot of people will come in. Alright? So there will be progress, there will be development under the reign of the king. So as we say, verse 17, now this is the prayer, may his name endure forever. And the last part, 18 to 20, it is a doxology. If we study Psalms, from the 150 Psalms, we can divide it into five books. All right, five books. From Psalms 42 to Psalm 72, it is the second book in Psalms. And verse 18 to 20, it is the doxology. It is the end of the book. And since there are many Psalms of David in this second book, so verse 20 says, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Alright, it tells us about this benediction. Verse 18, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May his glory fill the whole earth. Amen, amen. So thank the Lord. It tells us about this reign of the king. But on another part, it tells us about Christ, the Messiah king. So the king and his kingdom, all right? It tells about the reign of the king that is to come, the promised king, and about his kingdom. So this points to Jesus, points to Jesus. Like in verse 5, may they fear thee while the sun endures, as long as the moon throughout all generations. Verse 7, lower portion, and peace abound till the moon be no more. So it cannot refer to human rule. So it points to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, where all will fear him as long as he rule. And not only that they fear him. In verse 11, it tells us, may all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. So they will come and worship him or pay homage to him, give him respect. It tells about all nations and his reign, his dominion. In verse 8, may he have dominion from sea to sea, from the river of Euphrates to the end of the earth. It tells about to the ends of the earth. So it also tells us about the reign of Messiah. And his kingdom will endure forever. Verse 17, it tells us, may his name endure forever, his fame continue as long as the sun. May men bless themselves by him and all nations call him blessed. So it tells about as long as the sun. So his kingdom, his reign, it will be forever. Alright? So in short, it also points to Jesus Christ, the King, the Messianic King. He will come, He will reign in righteousness and in justice. There will be peace. So as Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7 tells us about this reign of the one who is to come. So we thank the Lord. In our prayer, let's thank the Lord that He has guided us, and we continue to pray for each other. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Praise God. Praise the Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Praise God. Amen. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thanks to the grace of the Lord, we will end our family altar here. May the Lord keep watch over us. May the Lord bless and guide. Amen.